The Boulder Tech Podcast is presented by Honey, the online shopping platform that helps consumers save time and money, is building a Boulder office and looking for software engineers to join the team. Find out more at joinhoney.com/careers. Welcome to the Boulder Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Joel Davis. We have a unique startup and tech community here on the edge of the Rockies, and we want you to know about it. The Boulder Tech Podcast features conversations with leaders, thinkers, and influencers, sharing their views on what's happening in Boulder's rapidly evolving tech scene. These interviews were recorded during the 9th annual Boulder Startup Week. When it started in 2009, Boulder Startup Week was the first event of its kind, anywhere. Now, Startup Weeks are held around the world. It's a great example of Boulder's position on the leading edge of tech and the future. Our guest for episode number 7 of the Boulder Tech Podcast is Rendell Clark, Program Associate at TechStars and Director of Boulder Startup Week. We discuss how she first became involved with Startup Week, its evolution over 9 years, and what's on the horizon, the joys and challenges of wrangling a largely volunteer-driven organization that puts on over 200 events in a single week, and the growing tech community's impact on Boulder. How did you get involved with Boulder Startup Week as someone working on it as opposed to attending it?
I actually first started going to Boulder Startup Week because I was the manager of all the rentals at Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art. And every year, Andrew would rent the space out and we would work together and put on events for Boulder Startup Week. I decided after learning more about Boulder Startup Week that I also wanted to work in startups. So I took kind of a hiatus from the art world and traveled around Southeast Asia for a few months. When I got back, Andrew had posted that he needed kind of an associate or an assistant for 4UP Global, which was a company that ran Boulder Startup Week and Startup Weekend throughout the globe. And so literally the day I landed from Asia, the next morning at, I think, 8 a.m., I was meeting Andrew at Trident, and he was like, yep, you're in. So that was my first sort of introduction to all things Startup Week and Startup Weekend. I worked with Andrew for about 5 months, maybe, kind of supporting him as he traveled around the world, putting on Startup Week and Startup Weekends. And then on top of that, also helped a ton with Boulder Startup Week. I helped with sponsorships that year, blog posts. That was the first year we had our base camp, which is, we realized, like an incredible opportunity to sort of gather our community in one space. So I helped a ton with that.
Is Boulder Startup Week a full-time job for you?
It has been. Last year, it was a full-time job for me for maybe 5 or 6 months. This year, I divided and conquered a little bit with my team. A few of my team members took on more work. I have been working with TechStars for their accelerator as an associate this year. So I had to take like a few tiny steps back, but I was still heavily involved in sort of everything that had to do with Boulder Startup Week this year.
Do you yourself have any tech experience?
I've worked at tech startups, design agencies, and contemporary art museums. So yes, I've pulled my fair share of SQL queries or have tried to, and I enjoy all things technology.
How has Boulder Startup Week evolved in the 4 years, 5 years that you've been managing it?
I'd say the core team has evolved a lot. We have more people on our core team. When I first started, we could all fit around a very large table. And now with 60 plus track captains, it's just impossible to get everyone in the same room. I also think we are far more organized. You know, last year we started finalizing track captains January, February. This year, track captains were finalized by January. The year before that, we were bringing people on in March and April. So I think overall, just it's managed a lot better. I think we've learned valuable lessons. We're bringing in a ton more money in sponsorship, which allows us to put on a better event and really just focus on the quality of our events versus the quantity. And I think in the past, we were just trying to do as much as possible. And after last year, we realized, hey, we put on a great event. Like, let's just try to do that every year. Let's not necessarily try to make this a 20,000 person event.
So how many different events are there during this year's Startup Week?
I haven't counted officially, but they're most definitely over 200. I think yet last year we had 220. I heard someone say this morning 270. I haven't looked to see if that's true or not, but it's above 200.
So you still have plenty of quantity to go with the quality.
Absolutely. Yes. I think around, if we have 40-ish tracks, we asked each track captain to put together 5 events for their track. So it equals usually like just south of 200. And then we also team up with a lot of organizations here in town, and they want to do events, and we do things like the startup crawl, which brings in 12 or 14 different companies to one event. So yeah, we're always kind of near that 220, 250 number.
What's the biggest challenge of putting on Boulder Startup Week? And then also, what's the most gratifying thing about it?
I'd say the biggest challenge is working with 60 volunteers. I'd say for the most part, everyone goes above and beyond what we ask them to do. But we always sort of have a few stragglers every year where you're really trying to pull them along. Our track captains, if that track is sponsored by someone, they kind of take on this role of communicating with the sponsor, making sure they thank the sponsor. That's kind of a big job for a volunteer. So that's been a challenge. And I'd say because of the volunteer factor, sponsorship can sometimes be a challenge, because as much as we try to stay away from the pay-to-play game in most conferences, if sponsors are giving big dollars, like, we also want to make sure that they are getting what they want out of it. And I think that that's kind of a fine line.
And what do sponsors, I mean, I'm sure, I guess they probably all have different
objectives,
feel like, but yes, is there something, yes, sort of a common, absolutely, thing that they're all looking for?
I'd hope it's to support our startup community here. I don't know if I'm supposed to say, announce that, you know, we just recently received our 501c3 approval for Glider, which runs Boulder Startup Week, Ignite, and TEDx Boulder. So hopefully moving forward, a lot of people are sponsoring just to give back. We are fully bootstrapped for Boulder Startup Week and independent, so the money means a lot to us. I literally spend 3 months telling all the track captains we have no money until all of the money comes in. But yes, I think a ton of it is exposure. It's perks like the job fair, where we have over 1,000 people come through the Boulder Theater on Thursday afternoon. I think they have better access to being on panels because we get to know them and we get to know their expertise. So I think it's kind of a bundle of different things. I also think that each year we are lucky to get a sponsor that's new to the Boulder community, and it's kind of this great way of introducing them. We did that with Manor Communication a few years ago, and they've sponsored ever since, and we're doing that this year with Honey.
Is Honey local?
Honey is not local yet, but they will be opening an office in Boulder.
Are there other sponsors who are not in Boulder?
No, I think all of the current sponsors have locations in Boulder or in the front, like Louisville, Lafayette, Front Range area.
Tell me more about glider.com.
We are a nonprofit organization that is putting community first and bringing people together. We want the Boulder community to be as diverse as possible, and we think that we can sort of help in that fight by creating events that support our community and diversity and people sort of coming together.
Talking to a lot of people, the perspective is that Boulder is not a very diverse place. So talk to me about what kind of diversity you see in Boulder.
I grew up in an extremely diverse place. So no, I'd have to agree that Boulder is not the most diverse place. But I personally and professionally believe that the first part in trying to find a solution to a problem is being aware of the problem and sort of catching yourself every time something happens. And I think that bringing more awareness to the problem and being more welcoming in our community can make a big difference.
And do you think companies are making clear efforts to do that?
Yes. I have seen recently people talking more about diversity, trying to bring in more people. I myself have tried to bring the topic of just like women in tech to the front, how women can negotiate for better salaries, you know, the core differences between men and women in negotiation and salaries, and just making that not a taboo subject and that one people can actually speak about. Because if women never talk amongst themselves about how much they're making, how does one ever know where you sit in the I'm getting paid too little, blah, blah, blah.
People think of Boulder Startup Week, of course, as a tech-focused endeavor, But there are some sort of non-tech aspects to it as well, I believe. There's a brewing track and there's a cannabis track, which seems sort of obvious for Colorado these days.
We made the decision a few years ago that there are many different types of startups. You don't necessarily need to be a tech startup. The natural food industry is huge in Boulder. That is a community we have tried to make stronger with Boulder Startup Week. There's definitely been a divide between us, and it's something we sort of fight every year to close a little bit more. The cannabis track is sponsored by Canopy Boulder, which is actually a cannabis-focused accelerator. I know that they use tech and non-tech companies go through their accelerator. I kind of like to broaden things a bit and balance them out. Something that was personally important to me was making sure we had an arts track. We have an arts museum in Boulder. A lot of people refer to it as BMOCA. It is not a coffee shop. You know, we actually have a modern art museum here in town. And I think it's important to highlight people who use technology and art at the same time. And during Boulder Startup Week, the arts track is mainly focused on a festival at BMOCA called Media Live, which brings artists from all over the world that use technology to create art into Boulder. So it's kind of a fun thing. And bridging the arts and technology startups has sort of been a mission of mine, since I'm very heavily involved in both of those populations in Boulder, and they don't really speak to each other. And I think that being creative or having a place to sort of lose yourself for a few hours, you know, a day or a week is really healthy for our brains after staring at screens all day. So I try to do my best every year to bridge those gaps.
You've lived in Boulder 13 years and been involved with the tech community for a large part of that. And really, just as someone who's lived in Boulder for 13 years and seeing Boulder's growth as a tech hub, what do you see as the impact on the city of Boulder that the tech community is making?
That's a heavy question there. Boulder has changed a ton. You know, when I first moved here, there was the Funky Monkey on Pearl Street, and I felt like the bumper stickers of like "Keep Boulder Weird" was a little more prominent. Like that sort of, I don't want to call it a hippie, or like the counterculture here in Boulder was stronger. The tech scene has definitely changed Boulder. I think it's changed downtown. I think it's changed who lives here. Many artists who always called Boulder home can no longer live here. They cannot afford to live here. You cannot afford a studio here. And that's kind of a reason why I am so passionate about making sure that the arts are kept alive here in Boulder. And I think the topic on everyone's mind all the time is housing. Housing is insane here. As someone who, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have purchased a home quite a few years ago, as my husband and I looked to move into something that's more than 1,400 square feet, it's a challenge. I mean, you're looking at a $1.4 million home just because of land value. So I feel the impact, the good and the bad. And I think, again, it's how can we move forward and strike a balance that doesn't leave anyone out, because I love living in a community where I don't have to commute to Denver to work. There are so many incredible places to work here in Boulder. And I love that. And that is why I live here, because I do enjoy the Boulder bubble and I don't travel outside of it very often. And I need to more. But I love that we have this community where you can find a job here. You don't necessarily have to get in a car and commute 2.5 hours to your job every day.
What is something, or is there anything that you would love to see Startup Week present that you haven't presented yet?
Good question. You know, there was this, I know I've talked about startups in the arts a ton. One thing that I've been really fighting for is I'm on the board of Studio Arts Boulder. We are looking to build a Studio Arts campus here in Boulder, which would provide makerspace to folks who throw ceramics, woodworkers, metal workers, glass workers, etc. And I, every year, try to sort of bring this creative space into Boulder Startup Week a little more. And I was very excited that this year I actually was able to moderate a panel yesterday on sort of right brain, left brain, innovation, creativity, how being creative outside of your job actually brings more creative energy into the workspace. And we are actually doing ceramic throwing demos at Basecamp this week. So like people can actually like literally get their hands dirty and try something new. And that is like something that I've been wanting to see, but we just weren't able to make it happen. until this year. And that was very important to me, that not only do you get to sit on panels and or hear people speak about things, but part of learning is truly like getting to try something. And so that was something that I'd been looking forward to for a while. Other than that, I think just bringing more hands-on workshops to Boulder Startup Week, I think the panels are great. But something I'd like to see happen next year is maybe where we have a two-hour event. The first 50 minutes are more of the traditional panel discussion, and then we get into a workshop where people can actually like practice what they preach or break out into smaller groups. I kind of love that smaller interaction space, and I'd like to see more of it.
How does the city of Boulder, is there an official position on Startup Week? Are they very cooperative?
Yeah, definitely. They are actually a sponsor of Boulder Startup Week, so they sponsor a track, which is great. I believe that last year was their first year sponsoring. I mean, it was really amazing to sort of get them on board. We also have the Downtown Boulder Inc. Partnerships Group as a sponsor this year. They are really incredible and keep downtown alive. And we're actually going to have a panel with them, I believe at 3 p.m. on Thursday, sort of about like back to the future. What does the future of downtown Boulder look like? Why are so many spaces empty? Why do people see so much change? I think that kind of goes back to how has Boulder changed and sort of the negative and positive that's come out of that. And a negative and positive is that every time something is vacant on Pearl Street, it seems to be a bank or a startup that goes in, as opposed to a retail place or a restaurant, or that restaurants that are coming in are chains because a local restaurant can't actually open a brick and mortar store and pay the rent. So we're going to look at a few of those challenges on Thursday in the discussion. And it's amazing to have not only like city council members, but City of Boulder people and folks from downtown kind of around for that discussion.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or anything about Startup Week that you want to share, or about anything in Boulder really?
You know, I think I just want to share how incredibly proud and grateful I am to work with our team of, I think I've mentioned 60 plus organizers. They work countless hours just to give back to this community so people can go to over 200 events for free. And this week would absolutely not be possible without them. And I just truly want to thank them for all of their work. It's you know, one of the things that I love the most about Boulder Startup Week is, one, I feel like it's the one time of the year I get to see all my friends who are all so busy on their startups throughout the year. It's the one week where we actually get to connect and hang out and catch up and just meet new people. And those people are new to the Boulder community. They are new to our organizing team, making them feel welcome and also appreciating all of their work.
That reminds me of the question I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. This is a question I've been putting to everyone in one way or another. Can you identify a defining aspect or something that sets the Boulder startup and tech community apart from other startup and tech communities that you've encountered? What makes Boulder special?
I think a lot of it has to do with our size. It's, you know, a town of roughly 100,000 people, and everyone seems to want to be involved in Boulder Startup Week. One issue we never have are like partnerships with people who literally give their space up to us for free for the week. I literally have to turn venues down because we don't have enough events to fill extra venues around town who want to be part of Boulder Startup Week. And I think that that's what really sets us apart, is that deep down we are like a give first community. I think Andrew has done a great job of sort of defining that himself through the origin of Boulder Startup Week. And I think it's just that the size of our community is perfect. You know, Denver Startup Week is exciting and great, but it's gigantic. You can't walk around all day and get to all the events, right? Like I remember being on in Rhino and having to get to the other side of town, and it's just impossible. And I think that our downtown and the size of Boulder and also just our community in general is so close and so open that it just works.
Do you know if most other startup weeks are also nonprofit ventures?
They are not. Startup Week is now officially run by Techstars, and it is not a nonprofit. So Boulder Startup Week is independent. Denver Startup Week is independent. There might be a couple more, but we are definitely autonomous.
So when you say Startup Week is run by Techstars, what do you mean by that?
Techstars actually purchased, I believe, the rights to Startup Week and Startup Weekend a few years ago from Up Global. they run those programs throughout the world now. They're an incredible sponsor for Boulder Startup Week, but we are independent from them.
So is that a reflection of Boulder's give first attitude, that Glider was created as a nonprofit when Startup Week, Ignite, TEDx could all be probably profitable events if you wanted them to be?
Absolutely. I mean, Boulder Startup Week could definitely be a profitable event, but that's not what we're here for at all. We don't need to raise any extra money for anything. I mean, we always usually break even at the end, which is great. But I think truly all of us do this to give back, and we wanted to make that official. And we wanted to make that official to our sponsors as well.
Well, I think that's a great aspect of the whole thing and something that deserves a lot of attention. That it is
definitely
the give first thing is basically the common response. I said I've been asking everyone in the interviews, and that's been pretty much the common thread, is this sense of openness and sharing and wanting to grow things, as opposed to everyone competing with each other.
Absolutely.
For every inch of
and
ground.
Having just worked really closely with Techstars and the Accelerator, I feel like one common thread that everyone has fully appreciated was just the openness of the mentors in our community. There are so many people that I've met for a blink of an eye and exchanged information with and reached out at some point for a coffee or advice about something. And everyone is so open. I don't think I could move to San Francisco and start messaging people on LinkedIn to grab a coffee. I'd be interested to see how many people actually replied. But I feel like in our community, it happens all the time.
Only in Boulder. Rendell, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Rendell Clark, director of Boulder Startup Week. Find out more at boulderstartupweek.com. Episode number 7 of the Boulder Tech Podcast is presented by Boulder Startup Week education track sponsor, Glue. The Boulder Tech Podcast is made possible in part by Boulder Startup Week platinum sponsors Matter, Zayo, Google, and Boulder Engineering Studio. We're also presented by Glider, a Colorado-based community movement and nonprofit that produces Boulder's Ignite and TEDx events, as well as Boulder Startup Week. Learn more and consider a donation at glider.com. Thanks to Dojo 4 for providing space for our podcast studio, and to KGNU Community Radio for the recording gear. Our intro music is by Echodeck, that's E-C-C-O-D-E-K. Hear more at echodeck.com. Our outro music is by Earthrise Sound System. You'll find them at earthrisesoundsystem.com. The Boulder Tech Podcast is produced by me, Joel Davis. Your feedback, criticisms, and comments are welcome. Reach me at joel@thevibrarian.co. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here for the next episode of the Boulder Tech Podcast.